cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 14th of August 2012. And as usual, I advise newcomers to go in and use the website, make good use of it, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll find lots of other official sites listed there on the front page, and all carry audios for free download where I go through the histories of the big system you're living in, the system that runs the world, basically, and gives you a fake reality on a daily basis. But help yourself to the audios there. Also transcripts in English and other sites for print-up. And if you want transcripts in other languages, go into alanwattsentinel.eu and help yourself from the variety of offers there. Number two, you are the audience that bring me to you, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests. I don't sell anything else except from the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And I depend upon you, the listener, to keep me going. It's kind of suicidal that way, but then this is also rather scary, because then you're into big business and commerce, and then you're commercialized. So if you want to keep me going, you can help me out by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And if you don't know the past, you won't know the present and what's happening in the future, because the media's intention is to keep you really muddled as you go through it all, and so you wonder how eventually you got where you are. That's how it works, very simple. And remember, too, that from the U.S. to Canada, you can still order using personal checks or international postal money orders from the post office. You can send cash or you can use PayPal. And across the waters, you can use MoneyGram and Western Union and PayPal once again. Also, straight donations are really awfully welcome in this day and age of hyperinflation. Because that's really what we've got. It's a steady marked inflation to bring you into austerity. The whole world's going under it, because that's the plan for the future. And I'll kind of touch on that tonight too in one of the articles I've got here. But to understand, we're guided and directed from birth to death along a pathway predetermined by big, big powers, written out in very intensive data. In other words, it's not just guesses by the big boys themselves. How should we do this? It's all worked out by their think tanks. And they have think tanks working, hundreds and hundreds across the planet, working on every facet of society and culture and behavior and everything else to do with humanity. So we're guided and nudged and pushed along the path that serves our masters very well, because they've already planned the future for a post-democratic society. They've already said that at the Club of Rome. An authoritarian society is post-consumerism. If you cut back on everything, paying big energy bills, and all your extra cash will go on paying your basics. That's what it's all about, just to stay alive, as they move you all off into even more crowded old cities for the masses, that is. It sounds rather nasty, but that's what they have all planned out, and so I'll touch on that tonight, Emily. Because they're putting out the data all the time, mainly through universities, because that's where they recruit their own world managers from the next generation, and they give them more data on that, on the upcoming scary scenarios of the future, and how they must get us all, get big, big herd, into these overcrowded cities. And again, too, as I say, make use of the website, because I go through the histories of the organizations, at least from the late 1800s, as they broke out openly and started publishing their books on how the world should really be run, and how there really were real classes, mental, intellectual classes of society from the top to the bottom, and that most of them should be ruled by those at the top. That's what they really believe, still do. That academia on board, they're very snobbish in that area, and elitist, and they're into eugenics big time. It isn't just the electronic field that's transforming fast, it's us as well as the bioengineer, the people. Back with more after this break.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix, and it's astonishing the world we do live in. Most folks take it for granted. They really do. And all the changes they take for granted as well. The majority of the public always really have done that. And studies have been done over the last 100 and 150 years on that very topic. Even H.G. Wells mentioned it too when he was on a big ocean liner going across the Atlantic. And he said, how many people are actually in wonder at the speed we're going in his day for this big liner that was going pretty fast for that time. He says, how many of you are actually thinking about how fast they'll come? And you were astonished by the achievements and in awe. And true enough, most of the folk on board were just having a good old time passing and all the rest of it. It never entered their head that not long before it, you'd be on a sailing boat or a wooden ship taking months to go across. So that's how we adapt. We adapt to all the changes. We're the best informed slaves in society that's ever existed in history, actually. We've left so much information about our slavery. And even that itself can actually work in the best interests of those who control us. We've got the fact that we know a lot of it. We can have consent to it, you see. And it's all contractual as well. Although the big boys at the top make it impossible for them eventually for you to not, for instance, use the internet, etc. That's their idea with a cashless society getting really pushed big time. And even government wants, and telling you, from Canada, for instance, they want you to buy a little flash drive down the road. They'll connect you with them so they can talk directly to you, the individual. Exactly, again, going back to H.G. Wells, what he talked about 100 years ago. And you have no one else to stand up around you as a group, so therefore you're not part of democracy. So you need a big group to be heard, to be part of democracy. They talked about that 100 years ago, too. terrified, like Winston and George Orwell's book, 1984. And the big boys at the top, even though they broke one minute, they're full of money the next. Here's an article here, for instance, like J.P. Morgan spends $500 million on a new data center, and it says they're building a data center, according to the CEO, Jamie Dimon. That figure places the firm's facilities amongst the most expensive in the country, on a par with investments by Google and Microsoft in their largest data centers. It's astonishing, isn't it? They're all broke one minute and getting bailed out. Next minute they're up there, you know, buying over the world. And we should accept this as just normality. Most folk do, mind you. They really do. And again, even when people think that the last big meeting to do with global warming was a failure down at Rio, they're nonsense, nothing's further from the truth. They never give up because they're backed by the big boys themselves. The big NGOs that you always hear crying crisis, they're backed by the foundations that run the world. Private corporations run the world, not your governments. The governments are there to do what they're told by the corporations above them. And I've gone through, and so have the big boys themselves who worked with corporations, have written their books like Quigley and other people, that it's a feudal system you're living in. And they even put your prime ministers and presidents in and have for 100 years. 100 years. And you think you're voting them in. But this article here, to show you that they're not giving up, because why should they, when it's the big boys need you all to believe that if you don't get crowded into your cities and become austere and stop breeding, then it's all over for everyone. In reality, it's for the utopia of the elites. As we all die off, you see, then their offspring can go down through the eons with using slaves as populate, as workers, really, bioengineer slaves, of course. Better than ours. They won't eat much. They won't eat entertainment and parties and so on. But this study predicts imminent irreversible planetary collapse. Ooh. It's always imminent in crisis. Remember a few years back, Prince Charles, who also belongs to these groups, of course, said the same thing. If you don't change everything in 4 months, it's all over. Then it says, this article says, again, it's for university people, because that's where they recruit from to terrify the next generation. It says, the authors recommend governments undertake 5 actions immediately if we're to have any hope of delaying or minimizing a planetary state shift. This is the new term for it. It's a state shift, planetary state shift. Ooh, sounds scary. Aaron Moores, an SFU biodiversity professor and co-author of the study, summarizes them as follows. Society globally has to collectively, like globally and collective, the collective is a type of socialism, decide that we need to drastically lower our population very quickly. That's exactly what Rockefeller said at the Lucky Gene Club a couple of years ago, where it's going to drastic and fast depopulation, and now he said. Says more of us need to move to optimal areas at higher density. That's the crowded cities, the old cities, not the new ones that are lying vacant around the world for the big elite to move into. And let parts of the planet recover. That's about recovery, folks. It says folks like us have to be forced to be materially poorer. Okay, that's what it is. Folks like us have to be forced to be materially poorer. Of course, the author doesn't see herself like the rest of you. But also, we also need to invest a lot more in creating technologies to produce and distribute food without eating up more land and wild species, a very tall order. So they never give up from their mantra that they've been prattling on about for 100 odd years, because it's all of you folk that want to get rid of. You see, stop procreating and having children. You know, they don't mind you procreating. In fact, they want that, because then there's no family. You won't bond with anybody, but don't have children. That's the whole point in this thing. And the article I read the other day, too, where they talk about eventually the government will step in and say who can breed with whom. They'll genetically match you up and all that kind of stuff. So very old stuff, but always rehashed, because the agenda never changes. Never changes. I'll put this up tonight and the full text as well, the whole article, so you can go through it for those who want to. And another article, too, was from the Global Intelligence Files, which is on Monday, February 27, 2012. WikiLeaks began publishing the Global Intelligence Files, over 5 million emails from the Texas-headquartered global intelligence company Stratfor. The emails date between July 2004 and late December 2011 reveal the inner workings of a company that fronts as an intelligence. intelligence publisher that provides confidential intelligence services to large corporations such as Bhopal's Dow Chemical Company, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and government agencies, including the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Marines, U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. It shows Stratford's web of informers, payoff structures, payment laundering techniques, and psychological methods. And that one of the articles is about the Libya operation. It's a hindsight thing. But it's, Libya, of course, was predetermined years ago, long before the attacks, as all of them are. And of course, they divvied up the oil fields before they even went in there. It was already divvied up. And the same thing with Iraq. It's now admitted that the big oil company boys went to see Tony Blair long before they went into Iraq, and they decided who was getting what oil fields. This is plunder, you know. But again, too, the whole idea is to get all of these guys out of the area so they can then use it for themselves. And what's interesting, too, they talked about the Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission. You had Kissinger talking about leaving them in states of where they would basically fight each other with internally all different factions and groups and different types of Muslims and so on, keep them all fighting forever, and they'd be completely dysfunctional forever. And then all they have to do is to pay a gang to guard the big oil corporations that can go and plunder for peanuts, for pennies. So I'll put this one up tonight, too, on the Libya operation to show you how it really is all about. Also, Bernanke, at the 32nd General Conference of the International Association for Research in Income and Wealth, gave a talk. I'll put that up tonight, too. And she goes on about all the measurements. But what's interesting with Bernanke, he's now parting the same term to do with austerity and gross domestic happiness. If the peasants are happy, we can make them happy by psychology, basically, repetition psychology and so on. And just they won't mind so much about being poor. That's in the speech, too, if you go through it, for those who can handle reading for 10 minutes. I'll put that up tonight as well. And we know what the bankers' scandal about how they were swapping mortgages and jacking the price up and reselling them until they couldn't even find who the original owners of houses happened to be. But and they were also faking the people who were coming forward their income so they could get houses they could never afford. And this was happening across the whole world. Because we are global, you see. And in Australia, it's just broker blows the whistle on subprime scandal. West Australia mortgage broker who got rich by fudging figures has blown the whistle on the banks that conspired in Australia's own subprime mortgage scandal. In 2007, Kate Thompson was West Australia's mortgage broker of the year. Now she's facing fraud charges. It's alleged that Mortgage Miracles in Canning Vale in Western Australia obtained investment loans for customers by using falsely inflated earnings and assets. Ms. Thompson admits that's exactly what she did. I'd get upfront commission, I'd get a trailing commission. I was probably earning about $5 million a year. It was great, it was wonderful, but it was all a lie, she said. But she was not alone. Hooked me up to a lie detector test and hooked them up. I'll lay my evidence on the table. They'll fail a lie detector test miserably. They are corrupt. They are protecting each other, Ms. Thompson said. Along with similar claims before a parliamentary inquiry in Canberra last week, her evidence has the potential to rock the finance industry. Well, they'll cover it up because they're also good at covering things up. She threw a series of emails from banks to brokers how to get their deals across the line, make the deal fit. They targeted the older people, people on carers, allowance, and old age pensions. Denise Braley from the Banking and Finance Consumer Support Association told Inquiry, I would get upfront commission, I would get a trailing commission, I was probably earning $5 million, etc., etc. The evidence suggests that banks and other lending lenders tacitly encourage mortgage brokers en masse to make up fictitious stories about customers so they get loans to falsify their income. Well, that's what money and banking has always been about, folks. It's all a fraud. Back with more after this break.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix. And it's true, you know, most folk go through life and adapt all the time to everything. They've no suspicion on anything. Why should they? The parents never told them to be suspicious about government and that you can't trust them, and show them old history books to show how many times government has sunk their own peoples and how corrupt government's always been. So they take everything for granted, that they're born, everyone in their own group does, their own age group, and they're taught in school up that further. Sorts it in their mind, it fixes it in their mind, the government's sort of there above them and it's all okay, and just be happy and have fun. And so most folk just naturally do that. And meanwhile, you have cloning conferences going on, gene therapy, human behavior alteration through genetics, and eugenics, of course. 2005, they had a big meeting with non-governmental organizations, you know, these big private armies that go and protest things and demand things from governments on behalf of the big bankers who have the foundations that fund them, you know, billions and billions of dollars every year. And they had a big meeting and with NGOs and UNESCO for the United Nations. And it's called Joint Program Commission Science and Ethics to do with just that, cloning, gene therapy, human behavior, and eugenics in 6 lectures. And I'll put that up tonight to a link for it. And you can go through it from eugenics today to where they're going to take it, to the history of gene therapy and future of medicine and bioethics as well, but also behavioral ethics, very interested in genetics and human behavior, because they want to alter you all eventually through your genes. You're all modified right now through the rubbish you eat, actually, and also the injections they give you as well. So I'll put that up for those who are interested in what's actually happening. and Brit Morse won't. Also, Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are meeting together to do with the 2D visits, to do with getting Canada back into lending money or putting money in, the taxpayers' money, into bailing out of Europe. Mrs. Harper will be looking for Merkel, the leader of the European Union's largest economy, to lend support to a free trade agreement between Canada and the EU as negotiations under the critical last stages over the next few months enter the last critical stages. Number two, that's the whole deal, a world under what they call free trade, but not about particular types of democratic institutions, meaning it's a coin game for the public to believe in, because that's what they all are. All democracies always are. Winston Churchill talked about this before, actually during World War One. He actually named the ones who were causing all the problems. This new idea, he says, this new idea called democracy. And but it works awfully well. Folk think they actually have rights and stuff. And but this article here talks about the free trade, because that's the whole thing, a world of free trade, which means big corporations only, and all the rest of you can't get in. Even if you have a medium-sized business, you won't get into the free trade at all. But your countries also have to this particular type of democracy that belongs to trading blocks, you see. And not any old democracy. We've seen democracies overthrown for years by the US and Britain across the world, because they'll say, well, they're left-wing or whatever, socialist, just throw them over. You have to be friendly towards the plans of Britain and the US. It's that kind of democracy in the financial interests. Anyways, for her part, the German Chancellor will ask Harper to reconsider his steadfast refusal to sending Canadian dollars across the Atlantic to help Europe contend with this ongoing economic crisis. You know, the crisis is getting billions and billions as they throw money around from country to country and borrow from the World Bank, which suits the bankers awfully well, and they can't tell you where it's all going. But as a German embassy official said, Merkel's two-day visit was prompted by a personal invitation from Harper after numerous meetings, etc., etc. Now, that's as sharp as the Canadian press get on things. Like, you want to yawn, you know, because I'm going to tell you what they're really going to be prattling on about. And also, renewed violence in Iraq. Now, as I mentioned before, this is from the Council on Foreign Relations, this organization that on behalf of the big foundations runs the world and all the world's press. And they also write all the books for universities and schools to make sure you get the proper fictitious past and histories and all the rest of it. And it's a massive group. Even Churchill talked about them too when he was out in the loop. But it says, Iraq remains a fragile state, deeply traumatized and driven by 30 years of war, sanctions, occupation, civil strife. Well, it didn't happen when the last leader was in there. He kept all these different factions from fighting each other, didn't he? I mean, isn't that just the fact of all? And it says here that that's all these factions fighting each other, etc., because they're all getting funded by the West to keep fighting. And that's what Kissinger said. If we can keep them all fighting forever, they're of no threat to anybody. They can be easily dominated and we can get all the oil and stuff out of the country. So they're funding different factions, Kurdish minorities, etc., Sunni-dominated ones, and yada, yada, yada. This is the most serious risk to Iraq's internal stability. Instability came from the overlapping and interacting effects of renewed ethnic or sectarian conflict, a la Kissinger, on the one hand, and an irreversible breakdown of the current constitutional order on the other. Well, I thought that it all worked out, and they put in their own old puppet government, and it was all working just well dandy, wasn't it? Well, all these countries now will be in chaos forever. That's the plan. Chinese companies are pulling out of U.S. stock markets. They'll range you too, they're into the BRIC countries now. They've got into Brazil and Latin American countries, Philippines and other countries too. Take them on board, and this is part of the reason they're pulling out of the U.S. stock markets. So they leave the U.S. stock markets amid complaints about price, accounting, scrutiny, and they're looking elsewhere for, you know, this communist government needs better, you know, business to invest their cash. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back. Now, you can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
I will stand back, cutting through the matrix, and really you can't do a satire anymore these days because things are so bizarre. We are so bizarre because we're living in such massive corruption, and the whatever answers were given from the top down for the public are just a joke. Let's be honest, they're all a joke. And big things are afoot, very big things are afoot, of course, and we're not supposed to know. Again, just it's like children. You talk to children. Go out and play, you tell them, when the adults have my serious conversation. Go and play. And that's what they're telling us to do at the bottom level. Another one I've got tonight to a PDF is from the government memorandum of understanding between the Department of Defense and Department of the Interior on renewable energy and the Renewable Energy Partnership Plan. And so it's a plan to do with renewable energy generation from public lands and the outer continental shelf, and a lot more stuff in between as well. I'll put that up tonight too. And Tim Yeo in Britain has had a lot of great press as they push the guy up. They see, just like stars, they build you up to make you a kind of star. I read articles a while back on him too, and his background as well. It's rather interesting. But anyway, Tim Yeo in Britain, as Member of Parliament, as the head of the climate change and all this kind of stuff. He's a god of the air, in other words. Let's go back to the old gods of the Greeks. But anyway, it says, Climate Committee Chairman Tim Yeo is under pressure over industry links. And so it says, MP Tim Yeo is facing a backlash from his colleagues on the Energy and Climate Change Select Committee over his paid roles within the renewable energy sector, was reported. So he's going to have umpteen paychecks as he's a member of parliament in charge of, you know, renewable energy. But it says that, it's written in the backlash from it, it says it reported, he received more than £139,450 from power firms because he's getting all these contracts to renewable energy, so they're paying him back, you know, under the table. According to the MP's Register of Interests, and this is former Environment Minister has promoted low-carbon energy sources, even claiming it may be necessary to bribe communities to accept wind farms. You know, this is what runs the world today, you see. Bribe communities to accept wind farms. Well, what he means by that, you don't bribe the community, you bribe the heads, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and the guys who help run your city and all the rest of it, and your council. They get bribes, and then they move out because the noise is so terrible from these wind farms. And so Mr. Yeo, who's also president of the Renewable Energy Association, received all this cash, £140,500 from power firms. That would be just for 1 year. And it says, we are seeking advice on how this can be done. As select committee chairman and now elected, there's obviously a potential conflict of interest here, the source told the newspaper. And, well, isn't there ever? But, I mean, you know, of course, he actually said, Mr. Yeo said, not only have my interests been correctly registered at all times, but they were listed in full on the ballot paper, particularly to all members of parliament when I was elected chair of the committee in June 2010. Furthermore, I've held the views I've expressed regularly on renewable energy consistently and strongly since 1993, as many publicly available documents over the last 90 years show. In other words, he doesn't answer the fact that he's taking all these bribes at all. That's what politicians do. They will say something, but not never answer your question. If they'd shared some of the cash and split it around, you know, he wouldn't have been the mess he's in with other politicians, you see. Now, CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, again, the one that all top writers belong to across the world, because they give you your reality, you see. Says why the Iran oil sanctions are biting, by Michael Levi, and who has no conflict of interest in anything at all. I'll put this link up tonight too, and you'll need that as well. Now, Steve Wozniak, who co-founded Apple Computers with Steve Jobs, he's come out again and talked more about the different things that are happening with the internet control, and he's really unhappy about it. He knew personal computers would change the world someday, even during his start at Apple, a company co-founded with Steve Jobs in the early 70s. Decades later, though, he acknowledges that the journey has not been without obstacles. Which is, the internet, when it first came, was a breath of fresh air. It was free. Nobody owned the internet space. Countries didn't own it. They didn't control it. It was worldwide. It was people to people. It was like we little people of the world all of a sudden had this incredible resource, and we didn't have to go through other people selling it to us and delivering it to us. However, Silicon Valley legend says that the openness of the internet has changed a lot since then. In part from an array of laws introduced since home computers became more and more commonplace. Well, it doesn't dismiss that efforts from regulators have been at time and good intention. He says these were new laws that were just going to totally try to put up roadblocks to services that had other very good purposes in our life. And he goes on and on about what they hoped and dreamed for and what it's actually become. And he actually hoped, too, they'd have a global governance through the internet, too. You know, they're all global this, global that, depends what wing you belong to, left wing or right wing, or, you know, whatever, the feet of the bird, the head of the bird, you know, they're all birds eventually. But they always want global things to dominate people's lives. And, of course, I don't think any group would allow that to happen, even this group here, if he was in charge of it. Eventually they'd come in and start censoring you. That's what power is all about, you see. I've hoped that an awful lot of faith in written bits of paper that they won't bank up or do anything about. They won't stand up for themselves, like constitutions and things. But they're always prying on about them. And, of course, a paper's worth nothing unless folk do back it up. I mean, back it up, you know. But in an Irish court, it says it rules against a mother's right to refuse vaccination. Interesting little article. Clare Sullivan from Waterford, who has refused consent for her young 5-year-old son to be vaccinated, was before the High Court on the 18th of June 2012. She was there to seek an injunction on an order from her local district court taken by the father of the child. This is Mr. Sullivan, who was main organiser of the Awaken Ireland event in Waterford earlier this month, travelled in the early hours of the morning to Dublin from Waterford, then effort to seek an injunction on the order made by the district court. By the afternoon, in a private sitting, they invoked Article 41.1.1 of the Irish Constitution in the original direct literal translation. And what it says is the state acknowledges that the family is a basic primary group unit of and for society according to nature, and it's a moral institution which has inalienable, invincible rights which are more ancient and higher than any human statute. Very well put. And people say that's awfully clear, but not when lawyers get a hold of it. But, it says, however, the judge refused to accept the invocation of the article of the Constitution and refused an injunction on the previous order. So, see, nobody's going to stand up for this. I mean, if he can just dismiss that, he can dismiss anything, can't he? And they do. They do dismiss everything. So paper's worthless. Power is all that matters. And if no one's willing to go get behind this woman, then, and especially the family units, then it's all over, isn't it? It says that the judge refused to accept the invocation, the article, and constitute refused an injunction on the previous order. This is clearly not only a violation of Ms. Sullivan's rights as a mother, but also a violation of the Irish Constitution itself. And Mrs. Sullivan stated these vaccinations are not mandatory in the Republic of Ireland. All parents are given a consent form to sign in a consent or I do not consent section. I chose not to consent. I feel that I'm acting in the best interests of my child. And my decision is to protect them. I have every right to make this decision as a primary carer, natural mother, sole custodian, and legal guardian of my son. Alarming me, this is the second time in a week that the members of the Bar, the British Accredited Registry of Lawyers, have refused to recognise the Constitution of Ireland. Last Friday, Ben Gilroy invoked Article 40, habeas corpus, in the High Court of Dublin, which was passed between seven High Court judges and completely ignored. So much for this bit of paper, right? So much for it. And, of course, the folk themselves, one generation gets the stuff in, but the next generation gets spoiled and take everything for granted, and then they won't stand up, fight for their rights, fight for anything at all. Now, Jerry Sandusky, I have to laugh when all that broke out, because, I mean, the whole town, everybody knew what they were up to. I mean, thousands of folk knew what they were up to. They live in the darned area. And of course, they were all shocked when they found it. Well, they were all shocked, but they didn't know a darn thing. That's utter nonsense. Jerry Sandusky, a major Penn State donor, abused two boys aboard a private plane, claims the new witness. An FBI is investigating for Sandusky shared boys with a wealthy backer of the football program. They're a ring going. Postal Service is also looking at allegations that Sandusky sent seductive letters through the mail as part of the child porn ring. New witnesses challenged the notation that Sandusky worked alone and abusing young boys. Of course there were more, and higher up people too, to really keep it all safe, keep them out of the limelight, you see. So it says that as your ringmaster, a man has come forward alleging he saw Jay Sandusky, a prominent Penn State University donor, sexually abusing two boys together aboard a private plane. The FBI, as I say, they're taking it seriously and opening an investigation to a paedophile sex ring that could spread beyond the former Penn State football coach. And so now authorities have believed that Sandusky was a lone abuser. The news allegations threaten to bring more horrifying revelations about sexual abuse surrounding the once prestigious college athletics program. And RadarOnline.com reports the witness, who has business ties to the Penn State booster, told postal inspectors and the FBI that he was aboard the private plane when the alleged abuse occurred. He said he remained silent about what he saw until now and doesn't know whether the boys are new victims or if they have already been identified as having been abused by the former defensive coordinator. The defense can prove that this witness is saying that a sickening situation just got worse, a source told Radar. So this could go on and on and on forever, of course, because I'm sure they'll do their best to stop it tearing wide, but you all have a peek inside. But this stuff's going on all over the place, too. And Big Money talks, and it always does talk, or actually Big Money can stop all the talking as well. Depends how important people are involved. And Britain, of course, Britain is broke. It's always broke. It's just paid them $11 billion for the Olympics there, and it'll take another 25 years to try and pay off the debt for that. That's okay. The people themselves will pay off the debt because it'll be redone in austerity. But they're also getting all these sky drones now, too. That's real crazy with sky drones. Spying the sky drones to patrol Britain's shores for terrorism. tourists, smugglers, and illegal immigrants, it says. And they're going to spend £260 million on Eurosurf project, which includes the Mediterranean coast being patrolled by surveillance drones. And the defense firms are testing sophisticated sense and avoid systems on unmanned aerial vehicles over the Irish Sea. And so unmanned spy drones could patrol Britain's shores looking for illegal immigrants and smugglers. It says European Commission aims to spend £260 million on its Eurosur project, which is a plan for surveillance drones to go to the Mediterranean coast. Well, they have special ones there because on the Mediterranean coast too, a lot of the big rigs go there, and of course they have no-fly sections for them. At the same time, several schemes are underway in Britain among aiming to develop civilian roles for aircraft based on killer drones hunting al-Qaeda terrorists in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Big business, isn't it, war industries? Oh, 25 years ago, they had articles out at the time. They saw this time coming. But once they're finished with all their wars abroad, they said, what are they going to do? All these big industrial corporations that deal with war. And they said they'll have to get something going internally across the world and internally. And there would be high-tech surveillance, etc. Well, here it all is. See, you're living a... I keep saying you're living a script, and you are. It's all pre-written. They don't say things and leave it at that. They get their think tanks working on it right away and start putting it into effect. So if the high-tech measures against terrorists, illegal immigrants and smugglers in the Med are successful, there will be pressure on the UK to follow suit. Surveillance planes with military-grade cameras will be more effective at monitoring the coastline than satellites or standard planes. It'll also be to stop little guys getting off in boats and trying to get out of the country to somewhere more habitable and safe across the world somewhere. British defence firms are testing sophisticated sense and avoid systems on the unmanned aerial vehicles. So everything's so sophisticated. And a month later, it's obsolete. We get new ones. This is fantastic. It's better than the Cold War. But every other month, it says, oh, we need new missiles. The Russians are ahead of us. And sure enough, the House of Lords in Britain who are all the big massive shares in the companies that made the missiles, the anti-missiles, they go ahead with this new, whatever they called it, with fancy killer names, etc. It was a great business, the Cold War. So is this, though. Syria's 17th-month-old political and humanitarian crisis has continued to deteriorate over the last several weeks. Council on Foreign Relations, this is from folks, as clashes escalated the rebels in Syria armed forces in the country's largest cities. Kofi Annan, chief architect of the failed UN Arab League peace plan, resigned his post in frustration early August. Meanwhile, the Assad regime suffered another high-profile setback with the defection of its prime minister, Jihad Hijab. An influx of foreign jihadists into Syria has helped bolster rebel fighting, but it's raising grave concerns about the country's future stability. So they've got a working group going with Turkey, of all places. Turkey's a great ally now, you see, and they'll have to pay off Turkey big time, because Israel's got bases in Turkey as well now, and so is the US, with big ties with Turkey. So there's a working group of Turkey that will support the opposition in Syria, provide humanitarian aid, and develop contingency planning. Reports indicate that U.S. intelligence agencies have been authorized to provide rebels with non-lethal assistance. Well, they can get around that any way they want. But the full scope of the support remains unclear. To date, more than 17,000 people are estimated to have been killed in the Syrian conflict, and 150,000 refugees have fled into neighboring countries. The Council on Foreign Relations issued guide provides expert analysis and essential background on the Syrian unrest, because it's part of the big world intelligence network. This is one of the biggest ones, actually. And they also supply all your politicians at the top, and all your media boys as well. Big, powerful organization. Now, I think about a year or two ago, I read an article, too, about the big foundations, the charitable philanthropic groups that run the world, and all the NGOs, and how they're buying up vast tracts of Africa, because there's great farming land, in Africa. And, of course, they already had foreseen, because they helped to plan it all, this new system where they bring in, putting all the world's food on the trade markets and into the futures market and a whole bunch of different markets that they put bets on good crops, bad crops, and if it's a bad crop somewhere, and they've got a friend in the harp agencies who's going to really drown you out or give you a drought, then you've got a winner right away because you can bet on bad crops and the price of that particular item, corn, whatever it is, goes way up, you see. And this is how the world is run, folks. High-tech runs the world. And actually, I put today up an article from the 70s from the United Nations, the treaty to do with weather warfare. This is old stuff. They've been using it for years. Anyway, it says the British imperialists snapping up swaths of Africa to cash in the world's food shortage and forcing out small farmers. They've got it on a derivative market as well, their food now. It's something like a big casino. This is an odd retirement hobby. Britain's top soldier, the former commander of British Land Forces, and the man who capped his military career by presiding over the funeral of the Queen Mother, has been planting crops in the African bush. Not personally understand, but Sir Charles Redmond Watt has been mixing with Chinese billionaires, Saudi sheikhs, Wall Street, those kids, and a motley array of British adventurers who agree with the financial guru Soros that farmland is one of the best investments of our time. Back with more after this.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix and talking about the farming takeover, well, farmland takeover by the city financiers, that's the City of London. They say that the new imperialists of the City of London, well, they've always been the same imperialists, haven't they? And they're returning to colonies that they walked away from half a century ago. Give them time, you see, get it all back for peanuts. And so upon leaving the army, Sir Charles, who once commanded 125,000 military personnel, became chairman of a shell company called Las Vegas Registered Cryptic Entertainment, which later changed its name to Farmlands of Guinea. The company set up by British sheep farmer Mark Keegan controls 250,000 acres of bush in the West African state of Guinea, and bought on what was described as extremely generous terms from the government there. It will plant 8,000 acres of House, a trustee of Labour peer, Lord Melkert's soil association, told me one village handed over its land for the equivalent of, remember those glass beads they used to come, that's where they got, I think, Manhattan, wasn't it? The equivalent of £3. How's that? These swines in the city of London are grabbing all these Africans' lands, and they're going to sell you big, expensive stuff down the road, believe you me, for you to eat, because it's been charged the world's food supply. £3 he got from a whole village that cleared off for the land. Doesn't sound much for a company that says it's unlocking the riches of an African agricultural treasure trove, which is on such good terms with local leaders. It's also secured exclusive rights to market a further 3.7 million acres of Guinea, an area roughly the size of Yorkshire. His job done, Sir Charles resigned from the outfit last December. He declined to comment on his African sojourn, but who can doubt that his prestige helped clinch deals in the former French colony. Many of the big beasts of British business have joined the global land rush. Sir Richard Branson, who famously fought two of the Virgin Islands in the Caribbean, has now bagged 25,000 acres of prime South African safari country. Jim Stater, notorious asset stripper from the 70s, is growing genetically modified maize on Brazilian prairie, once owned by the father of racing driver Ayrton Senna. City superwoman Nicola Horlick is investing the pension funds of Hampshire and Merseyside councils in Brazilian farmland. Meanwhile, fetid-born trader Guy Hans bought cattle stations three times bigger than Wales from the state of the legendary TV mogul Kerry Packer. And Joe Lewis, the owner of Tottenham Hotspur, has invested a chunk of the fortune he made betting against Sterling two decades ago by buying a slab of scenic Patagonia. It goes through a whole bunch of them, which are just buying up Africa for pennies, really. Because, you see, food's going to be awfully expensive. All it is, now that it's on the global market. You see, the laws, you see, is to do with exports and imports, but not with free trade anymore, you see. Because now they can take, even if you're starving at home, they can take all the food that's produced at home and sell it abroad. For, after all, it's nothing to do with you as private corporations, right? And you can starve to death at home or pay the big bucks. It's all coming, folks. Because, you see, you've never had nations, you've never had democracy or rights, and you've never had politicians that were genuine and for the people. It's never happened. It just hasn't been there. The Council on Foreign Relations in its history has told you they've given you every prime minister and president for 100 years now. Across the world. How is that? Except the ones they're killing off right now and grabbing all their lands. That's the real world you're living in. Most folk don't mind it's party time at the weekend when they go out to the weekend and there's lots of entertainment out there. But only people who go down the tubes just, you know, with entertainment coming out their ears. And fiction. Nothing but fiction and comedies and television. Brains are scrambled. And yet, there's never been so much information there is now. From Hamish myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, me, as God or your gods go with you.
Are you a